So, Perez and Foreman, and they got Ralph, who is his ex-boyfriend and ex-teammate, and then both kind of flashes back and forth, between the present day and all 3 years ago when they first met. And when the team basically tells Zach that this catcher is more like a Mathis-y catcher, so really good framing, really good pitch calling, not so much of it, that he has to teach Aoki on how to do a right throw. So the quote, therefore, says that the training will be involved with the team. So the quote is, baseball is often described as a chess match between a batter and pitcher, but it's more like a chess match between a batter and pitcher, in which, once in a while, the catcher grabs the ball and moves someone's feet. Remember, we are fish training for now in 2013.
And that'll be a quote of me, which is how we wanted to start this. Yeah, I appreciate being asked for permission. You didn't necessarily have to ask me for a quote. It's a public article. It's out there, so I wouldn't mind it if you had. But I'm glad that you did ask so that I would be aware of the book, which potentially I might have missed otherwise, and that would have deprived me of a great reading experience. And yes, once I learned about the premise of this novel, I couldn't believe it. It sounded so up my alley. Because I'm fascinated by catchers and by framing specifically, and so the idea that framing could become the centerpiece of a romantic relationship, and as I told you, I maybe hadn't realized the whole erotic potential of catcher framing before I read this book. You know, it brings catchers into close contact with each other. You have to perhaps hold someone's hand and teach them exactly what movements to make. And it's a very intimate activity, at least now I have learned. So I want to know about the inspiration for this book. And I know that you have done various kinds of writing, but what led you to writing romance, and then what led you to becoming a baseball fan, and what led you to combining those things?
So first of all, thank you. I'm glad that you enjoyed the book. I always want to ask this whenever I'm doing any kind of interview stuff. Was this the first romance novel you've ever read?
I suppose so. And as you said, I guess there are definitional questions there for how much romance makes something a romance novel. There's romance in many novels, maybe in most novels. But I suppose of this specific kind, yes, probably. And I don't read a ton of baseball fiction either, non-romance baseball fiction, but this was the best of both worlds, at least as far as I can tell.
Well, I love the interesting thing that really definitely means a lot. I wanted to write the book, and I read this kind of a teacher question, but I wanted to write the book in part for serious baseballness, but I wanted people who really knew the game well to be able to read it and say, you know, this kind of resonated, feel baseball-y in addition to feeling romance-y. But just kind of backtrack, so what defines a romance novel or something? So when it has to have a central love story, so there's a lot of fiction and we tend to strong romantic elements, but this, it sort of has to be such that if you remove the love story at the center of the novel, the kind of book would fall apart. And it needs to drive kind of all of the action in the book. The second thing is that it has to have a happily ever after, or what we call a happy for now. But basically, the main couple has to end up, or the power main couple, have to end up together and alive at the end of the book. So, Romeo and Juliet, not a romance. Not John Burroughs. Nicholas Sparks, a lot of people are familiar with him. He writes some love stories, but in the people who are going to see him die, it's actually not considered John Burroughs. The examples I could have given that might be in the vocabulary or anything is actually movies. So, like, She's All That would be a John Burroughs. So, like, this sort of like spate of late 90s, like Meg Ryan rom coms would draw a lot of characters have to achieve whatever goals they set to, and then in an optimistic way to the character. But that doesn't mean they have to go morally good. Not a romance, just kind of having a day. I don't know how much spicy do I get on this idea. But monster romance is really a big romance, so I tell everybody, like, wow, people are